And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Zercher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Day. This is Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule today. And, you're probably, if you're a first-time listener, probably going, hey, who's this Matt Zercher guy? Well, I am a former Prescott Valley Chamber board member. I am a current Prescott Valley Chamber ambassador. I am the chairman of the Central Yavapai Fire District Board and a member also of the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority Board. And I'm also the chairman of the Town of Prescott Valley's Planning and Zoning Commission. So, tell you a little bit of, a few of the hats I wear in the community. And it's kind of interesting when I go to chamber mixers. I work or represent three chamber members. So it's great. I work for Sparklight. I also have my real estate license with Coyman Realty. And also being on the CAFMA board, you have the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority. So it's always, great to have, involvement with the chamber and, represent or work for, three chamber members. So, that tells you a little bit about who I am. And we have a great show lined up for you today. And if you've never listened to the show before, what we do is have two segments. With the community, we bring in some community members, and then we actually bring in some chamber members to talk about their businesses. So on the community portion of our show, we have Tom Agostino here. He is the marketing coordinator for the Highland Center of Natural History. And also we have, after him, we have Jackie Gorman and Peggy Ricker with People Who Care. Peggy's the volunteer coordinator with People Who Care, and Jackie is the community partnership coordinator. And then on the member spotlight section of the show, we have Mark Jarrett. He is the owner of Beast Mode Junk Removal, and he's a fairly new chamber member as well, so we'll get to hear from him later. And also we have Candace Stevens. She's the general manager for the events spot and just giving us an update of what's going on over there. So quite a bit to look forward to here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And with that, we'll take a quick break and be back with a show here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and KQ&A at 99.9 FM and on the web at kqna.com.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or take care of everything online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
When is a new car not a new car? When it's a new-to-you Toyota Certified Used Car. Bentley Toyota Prescott Certified Used Vehicles go through a detailed inspection before they're awarded a factory-backed 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Then, they're priced thousands less than a new car. Looks like new, but not priced like new. For a limited time, it also comes with financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months, so you'll save thousands on financing, too. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Drive worry-free all summer long. Now's the time to grab the best value in the industry with over 140 certified pre-owned car, truck, crossover, or SUV to choose from. Toyota Certified Used Vehicles, the smart alternative. From Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and dealer documents. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and thank you, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Day. Here with me in the studio right now is Tom Agostino. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, Tom. All right. He is the marketing coordinator with the Highland Center of Natural History. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, you know, a little bit about, you know, for anyone who doesn't even know about the Highland Center of Natural History. I mean, there might be a few out there, but it is a hidden gem.
It's not a hidden gem, but it is a gem.
I mean, hidden gem. You know, if you're flying down Walker Road, just going to Lynx, and you're not even paying attention.
But it's been there now, you know, 15 years. We've been
absolutely
there a long time. And 2 years ago, we opened our Discovery Gardens, which is where you can take a guided little walk. Right now, the Discovery Gardens are just about to reopen. We'll probably reopen them in this weekend. In fact, we just opened our restrooms 2 weekends ago, so things are moving really forward. But what the Highland Center is basically a opportunity where you can get your experience in nature, whether it's to learn about nature or whether it's to be in nature. Both are accessible at the Highland Center. We offer a lot of classes, a lot of camps for kids, and we offer a lot of experiences in nature, naturalist hikes every Saturday, our hands-on science classes where you get to not only learn about science, but you get to touch it and hold it and experience it. And so we've created a pretty incredible program. And right now, because of what's going on with COVID, we've been able to take a lot of what we do online, which has been kind of cool.
And I can tell you, Tom, one of the things my family and I took advantage of was the Grow Native plant sale. We were able to order our plants online and then pick them up there. So I'll tell you, that was one of the loved going in person, but it was great being able to do it online.
You know, it's funny you say that because when we decided to do it online, we thought, well, people have, you know, they have kind of personal relationships with their plants, you know, so they like to see them, they like to talk to them and make sure that plant wants to go home with them. Yeah. So we wondered whether people would be okay with us deciding what plants they should get and putting them in their cars, but people seem to really like it. So we're doing it again. We have one actually right now.
I saw that. Yeah, you're doing it right now. So through what, September 1st?
September 1st, you can order, and we're focusing on shrubs and trees for the fall because that's just really good to plant in the fall. And you can just go onto our website highlandcenter.org, and there's a /plant sale, and usually it'll come up right on your homepage, big and as soon as you go to our homepage, and you can see the plants, you can click on the ones you want, and all the information is right there.
And speaking from experience, very easy to do.
Yes.
Very easy to scroll through every, you know, selection, make your selection, and even if the selection's not available, they'll substitute it, which was great.
Right, and something very close, because, you know, with the thing, and you can see in the plants, it's zones because of water usage, water needs. So depending on where you live, the zone for you is indicated in the plants that will be best suited for you. And then you just pull up, you know, you can order to September 1st, and then between September 11th and 13th, we set up a time. Once you order, we connect with you and set up what time you can come in, and we just load them right in your car. You don't have to get out of your car, open your trunk, and it's
very, very, very convenient. No, I love being able to do that.
Oh, cool.
So tell us a little bit. I know some of the other events that you normally would be in person, you're also doing online.
Our big fundraiser is One of the Wild mm-hmm. every year. We have that big, yes. How many have you been to? Probably too many. The galas where you had the dinner and the ox, the whole thing, you know. But we do it every year. But this year what we're doing is we are taking it online and through a really good online website, which is called 32 Auctions. It's 32auctions.com/WTW2020. We've set up an online auction. We have over 65 auction items. And you can go in there right now and look and see all the items. And then between September 19th and the 27th is when you can actually bid on them. But now it's open. You can go and see them, look at little videos and the trips and all those kind of cool things. And we're not the only one. Every nonprofit in town is trying to figure out how they can continue serving the people they serve, doing it as well, if not better, than they were doing it, because almost the onus is on us more to deliver better. And try to kind of come up with kind of interesting and alternatives. And for me, as someone who has been to maybe a few too many of those galas, to just go online and do it is actually a really cool thing. And when you do the online auction, I mean, when you're only limited to the people in that room. And what's that, 150 people? And of them, only maybe 20 are really get into the spirit of bidding, right? Now, this opens it up, so it's kind of exciting.
It opens it up to anyone in the world.
Yeah, anyone in the world. It's actually exciting. This morning, I'm getting, a new blast ready to send to our out. And I was went onto the auction site to look at the items. It's the first time I actually went onto the auction site to look at what we're offering. And it was impressive. There were some really, really nice things up there already. And it's cool. It's a cool thing.
And then tell us, I also understand you also have a first annual event coming up.
Yes, and this is very exciting. I don't know if you guys are familiar with plein air painting, which is basically where artists go out into nature, they sit there and they paint live in a sense. A lot of people, they take photos of the thing, they go home and then they paint it. This, you're sitting there and you're painting live, and literally, if the wind is changing, if the light is changing, if the sky is changing, that's reflected in your painting. And so we're inviting over a dozen of the best plein air painters in Arizona to come to Prescott from October 1st to October 3rd and paint. They're picking seven different locations, the Dells, the Highland Center, different Lynx Lake, different places. They're going to paint for 3 days. And then we're having an event at the Finn, a Touchmark, where people can view the paintings and they can order them, and we're also doing an online sale with those, too. But it's really exciting to bring these artists to Prescott in October. What a beautiful time to paint in this area.
Oh, absolutely.
So gorgeous here.
And so you mentioned also that, your restrooms reopened two weeks ago, a few other things. So you guys are slowly reopening.
Yes.
Tell us about what that's going to be looking
it's
like.
It's really difficult. In fact, we had our Shakespeare in the Park scheduled for this weekend, but we had to cancel it because we just didn't feel, due to the nature, it's not just people coming in and sitting and seeing a play. There's food, there's feeding everybody, there's the bar. The cast itself for Shakespeare is over 25 people. And we just made the call that maybe not to hold off on Shakespeare. But the week afterwards, we were doing a McDougal Street West concert. There are 50 people. But again, there's no food, they just come in, they sit, and they hear a beautiful concert of music. And then they can leave outdoors under the stars. So we are opening slowly to the things we feel we can do safely, where we can make sure your safety is we're a science center. We're not an amusement park. We're a science center, so we got to be serious about science. So we're taking these things seriously. We're starting our naturalist hikes in the next 2 weeks. Limited people will be taking them out on hikes. We're starting our classroom science classes in September too. So we're gradually opening up to the things we feel we can do. So just go to our website and see what we are doing. We're looking right now at doing our fall nature camp. And
the campus is open just to stop by, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Totally. You can hike. All the trails open. The Discovery Garden isn't right now, but again, any day now it will be open. We just built a new bathroom too by the Discovery Garden, so we're going to have two bathrooms. And the second bathroom is open, is certified, and it's the art's been installed. It's really beautiful.
So, Tom, tell everyone where to find you guys.
Our website, highlandcenter.org. We're located. Our campus is on your way up to Lynx Lake. Right before you get to Lynx Lake, right on the left, you have a big sign that says Highland Center for Natural History. And again, we have programs for all ages. We really like to reach the kids, but we have programs for everybody. And as we are getting into this, we have a lot of stuff online. So if you go to our online website, in fact, last week we did an Arthropalooza week online. So we're doing a lot of our stuff online so you can experience nature wherever you are. But come out and hike, because that's really the best way.
Well, thank you, Tom, for coming in today and telling us about what's been going on at the Highland Center.
Oh, thank you for having
us. And if you've never been, definitely get it. If you get a chance, get out there. And definitely, if you've never done the native plant sale, do it.
And it's interesting, without a lot of people being out there for the last few months, it's very interesting how the nature has kind of expanded to fit the absence of people. And so it's a very beautiful time to be out there.
Well, thank you again, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. And then, Tom, real quick, tell us also real quick, if someone wants to get a hold of you, call or email, what's the best way?
Best way is highlands@highlandcenter.org is our email, mm-hmm. but you can give us a call. It's 776-9550. That's 776-9550. And we have a really cool Facebook page because we put a lot of our videos, every day we create these science moment videos, and they're on our Facebook page. So it's a really fun Facebook page to interact with, too, as well as our website.
All right. Great information.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to take a break, but you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
What's the advantage in buying a certified pre-owned vehicle during Findlay Subaru Prescott's Subaru A Lot to Love event? First off, saving money. Whether you're frugal or a new car is just out of reach, a Subaru certified pre-owned fits a sweet spot in your budget. You get all the benefits of a Subaru, like all-wheel drive, along with a detailed service inspection backed by a 7-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty with zero deductible and financing as low as 2.9%. Come in or visit us online. Look over our certified pre-owned selection and arrange a test drive. Findlay Subaru does everything they can to make for a clean, safe, comfortable dealership shopping experience, along with your ability to complete the whole process online.
Do you have a good condition late model vehicle? Go to FindleySubaruPrescott.com and click on Value My Trade or stop by the dealership for a quote. We are paying top dollar, often over Kelley Blue Book. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindleySubaruPrescott.com, doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 fees. See dealer for details. Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Matt Searcher, filling in for Marnie Yule. And here with me in the studio right now is Peggy Ricker. She is the volunteer coordinator for People Who Care. And I also have Jackie Gorman. She is the community partnership coordinator for People Who Care. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you
very much.
And welcome to Talk of the Town. So, you know, why don't we start by, for people that don't know what People Who Care does, let's give our listening audience a little bit of history and background as to what People Who Care does.
Okay, that's awesome. People Who Care has been in the business of helping individuals in our 28th year, and it started in the home of a couple gals realizing that there were neighbors of theirs that had lost their husband or their family, and they found themselves not able to get anywhere. So they decided, let's help them. So it started out as a grassroots and is continuing to be a grassroots organization. We are not affiliated with faith or government. We are just one of a kind. There's a lot of like organizations like we are. We're a nonprofit, 501c3, and we depend on donations and such in order to keep our little business going. But however, going to help people get to the grocery stores, people that aren't able to drive due to health or aging. And so many things we assist with, such as personal paperwork, visiting, phoning, shopping, just all kinds of things. And the one thing that I think is the key for People Who Care is that it's a volunteer organization that is based on relationship building as well. Because when you have someone who has to go to a doctor's office or get some groceries and you have a volunteer with them, some of our individuals don't have any family. And that is one person that they are now seeing, a volunteer. And that volunteer is just a breath of fresh air for them. So it's very wonderful in helping to dismiss some of the isolation that is present with our people. So
another thing, Peggy, too, I'd like to mention is that we also provide caregiver relief.
Yes.
We know that sometimes people do have a caregiver at home who needs a break. So we have volunteers who are able to go in and give them a chance to get out so their caregiver doesn't burn out. And even if they just go out and grab a lunch with a friend, or these days you can't go to a movie, but maybe just visit with another neighbor, that at least gives them a chance to recharge their battery. And in so doing, it impacts our neighbors' lives, the ones that we're assisting as well.
Exactly, because they become isolated in their environment too. So it's quite important that we are able to continue doing what we're doing throughout this pandemic that we've been involved in, and we've been able to change our focus a little bit, but we're still able to get people their groceries, and that's been the main focus up until just recently, when the doctors now are still opening up their businesses and physical therapies and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a little quick little story I'd like to share. Recently, we have two, we call them neighbors. They're our clients, two sisters that were living together. One of the spouses had passed away, and these two gals were sharing their home, which they loved, and then one of them fell and had to be hospitalized. And while being hospitalized, it was discovered that she had COVID. So, again, she had to remain in the hospital for quite a period of time. When she was going to be discharged, the sisters were very worried because she could not stand. She wouldn't be able to prepare meals. What are they going to do? So they were really very discouraged, thinking that they were going to have to go into assisted living when they wanted to remain in their home. And our goal is that somebody, if they do want to remain at home in the community, is safe, of course. That's the number one concern. So we were able to have, we were able to set them up, as Peggy made a mention to earlier, with having a volunteer grocery shop for them. She would get the order, do the shopping, notify them when she was pulling up to the garage so they could open the garage door. She could put the groceries where they indicated safely, and then they didn't have to worry about that contact. The other thing is another volunteer was able to come in and help them to kind of reassemble their kitchen so that shelving was lowered and dishes and cups were at fingertip reach. That solved that problem. And then we were also able to, while we don't provide domestic cleaning services, we were able to refer them to somebody for some simple house cleaning so that they were able to remain in their home and have visitors, socially appropriate visitors, as opposed, again, to being someplace where they were totally isolated from friends. So I think that's one of our, you know, real success stories that kind of points out to the many levels that we are trying to address for our neighbors.
Additionally, that is the one main thing address what Jackie said. How we get our neighbors are through referrals through the community. Discharge planners, case managers, concerned friends and family, families that have moved away. Mom and dad are still here and now they are stuck because mom never drove and dad has had a stroke or whatever reason they're not able to drive. And so they reach out to us for that. And the main thing we do is we do a telephone interview to make sure that the person is appropriate. The only requirement that we have is a person is unable to drive. Now, I'm going to back up the drain just a little bit and say if a person has an unfortunate accident and is in the hospital, breaks a leg or something, can't drive for a period of time, we will help them temporarily until they can get back on their feet again. So we do the phone interview first to qualify them, and then we have people that we have trained to be intake coordinators go into the home and interview the person, and they do a general overseeing to make sure that the home is safe. Again, the volunteers are the backbone of our organization, and we want to make sure that they're going into a safe environment. So we don't want any hostility, and we give them all kinds of resource information that they have, and then they bring that back to us. We enter them in the computer. We call them and say, what is your first need? And so we really strive to keep our neighbors safe, and more importantly, as importantly, keep our volunteers safe when they go into someone's home.
And we are always looking for more volunteers. And as Peggy made reference to, you know, during the whole COVID pandemic, our volunteers have stepped up, and we have a whole new crop of volunteers who have been, you know, coming to our assistance and helping us out to help our neighbors out. And even one of the things that we like to say is that do what you can when you can. We have very flexible scheduling for our volunteers, and it's just we get such great feedback from them, how, you know, they feel good after they know that they've really made an impact on somebody's life.
And so if anyone's interested in volunteering, you know, what do they need to do?
Well, as Peggy said, we do have a little bit of an orientation, or we'll call it an informational meeting, once a month, and we go over actually what some of the different areas that individuals can volunteer. And we have offices in Prescott Valley, and our Prescott Valley office also handles Dewey, and then we have a Chino Valley office as well. So probably to contact the main office to get a date for the next informational meeting, and that's at 445-2480. We also have a website, peoplewhocareaz.org, and we're also on Facebook. So if anybody, you know, is interested, you know, you can check out one of those three options to see what we're about.
And so I also have a shameless plug for you guys. So you guys are also a qualified charitable organization for Arizona
Yes, we are. We are a tax tax credit.
Tell us real quick about that.
Well, I just know that you can. I think a family can donate up to $400, a single person $200, and that's obviously by the. I guess we extended it till. What was it, July 15th? It's done now. But you can still donate for next year. Always donate. Because we are a nonprofit 501, we do thrive on grant writing, donations, sponsorship. We have a grand gala event that we're going to be hosting hopefully next year. It had to be canceled this year. We also have, we just have a lot of various things that we do for our neighbors throughout the year as well. During the Christmas time, we're part of the last-minute stocking stuffer at the Armory. That's a bit of a way to get some revenue. But, yeah, and they can reach us. We are housed at 147 Grove Avenue. That's the main office. Our Prescott Valley office and our Chino Valley office are alive and well, and we're always, like Jackie said, looking for volunteers. Do you want to address the new things that we're doing,
Jackie? Well, we don't have too much more time, but... No, it's quite all right. So, but if anyone has any questions, best number to reach you is the 928-445-2480 number.
Right.
And then online, again, what was your website?
That would be www.peoplewhocareaz.org.
And great website, by the way, and a lot of information on there. So, Jackie, Peggy, thank you very much for coming in today and just, you know, telling us about what's been going on with
People
Who
Care.
Thank
you so much for the opportunity.
And if you're interested in volunteering, please reach out to them. With that, we'll take a break, and we'll be back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, at KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain. Big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Griffin Fire burning near Globe shuts down a highway and alerts some residents to evacuate now. Fire Information Officer Cindy Wolf says among the communities being ordered by the Gila County Sheriff's Office to leave their homes,
the go position was for the east side of Highway 60 from the DOD yard north. That includes Johnson Ranch, west side of Highway 60 at the forest boundary.
Other communities remain ready to flee at a moment's notice. Wolf says the fire threat has also closed U.S. 60 east of the fire as the flames head toward Upper 7 Mile. The Griffin Fire has consumed more than 38,800 acres and is 32% contained. The Arizona Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies right here on KQ&A with the pregame show this evening at 6, the first pitch at 6:40. A 20% chance for brief scattered thunderstorms tonight through Thursday, cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 65 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with mostly sunny highs near 93 tomorrow and Thursday, 91 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for brief spot storms all week, cooling after bedtime to near 72, warming Wednesday and Thursday to near 103, up to 101 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and we are now at the member spotlight section of our show. And so I'd like to welcome to the studio Mark Jarrett. He's the owner of Beast Mode Junk Removal, and Candace Stevens. She's the general manager for the event spot. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
And You know, Mark, we'll start with you. You are with, you know, you're the owner of Beast Mode Junk Removal, and you are a brand new chamber member.
Yes, yeah, we just signed up for the chambers not too long ago, just a few weeks ago probably.
So welcome.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'll let you know how I started.
Please do.
Actually, we were living in Anthem, down in Anthem, and we were there for about 5 to 6 years in one house, and we realized how much junk you actually accumulate over that amount of time. I can imagine some people have been in their house for way longer than that. And we ended up hiring somebody 3 times to come pick up our trash. And, you know, that kind of stacks up, paying for someone to come pick up your junk. And when we moved up here, I looked around, and there's a few companies out there, but there's room for all of us. So we decided to start a junk removal business, and it's been really busy since, and I've only been really doing the work for 2.5 weeks now, and we're staying busy. So, that's how we got started. We pick up household items. We do yard debris. We do a lot of the estate cleanouts, construction cleanup, and then we do light demolition. So if you have like a garage in the back or smaller shop or something you need taken down, we can take it down and haul it away.
So you literally this is a brand new business for you.
It is.
And this is great.
Yeah.
You know, what were you doing before this?
So actually, I've been in the electrical field since I was 18 years old, doing electrical estimating and being around construction, being around that stuff. I mean, I'm kind of used to it. So this was kind of a business that wasn't too bad. It's, you know, a little bit of labor into it, throwing stuff in the trailer and hauling it to the dump. But it's a great business, and especially when these people, they feel so great after you take their trash away or their junk or their, you know, whatever they have to get rid of. They're so happy to get rid of it, and, you know, you're there to meet them and get rid of it for them.
Now, speaking from experience, my grandparents lived in the same house for over 60 years.
Oh, yeah.
And when they passed, definitely, as you can probably imagine, there was quite a bit of junk,
mm-hmm.
hoarding going on through the years. So definitely that's pretty much would you say that's a big portion of what you're starting to do?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that. And then there's a lot of, we'll get called by, you know, homeowners that are renting their homes out, you know, tenants leave and they leave stuff behind. And we've done most of our work has been that, you know, tenants leaving and us having to pick up behind them. So I mean, people don't have to. We do a no contact as well, so people can just give us a call, take a picture of what they need us to get rid of. We can give them a quote over the phone. They can either open the garage up or leave it outside, leave in the garage, or just not be there. We can get rid of it, send them the invoice, and they can pay it through an email or a text message.
Oh,
so we don't
amazing.
Even have to be in contact with them.
So no contact junk removal.
Yeah, we can do that. Or if you like to shake hands, we'll shake your hand.
So, you know, Mark, if someone wants to get a hold of you, what's some of the best ways to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of us is you can call us at 928-851-4444. Or you can get a hold of us on our Facebook, our Instagram, and also if you just type us in Google, you'll see everything we got.
All right. And so before, you know, we move on, where are you based out of?
We're actually in Prescott Valley.
Okay.
We will travel throughout the Yavapai County. So if you have a decent-sized project outside of the area of the Quad Cities, we'll still look at it.
Nice. All yep. right. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, welcome, Candace.
Thank you.
So Candace is the general manager with the Event Spot, and
correct.
The Event Spot is where we, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, holds their quarterly breakfasts. Unfortunately, due to the ongoing pandemic, we have not been able to do much. But
and we've missed you.
I can tell you, I've missed going. But there's you know, so a silver lining. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
We are
hoping to be back at doing a quarterly breakfast in September, but I'll have Candace tell you everything that's been going on with the Event Spot and, you know, what their plans are.
All right. Thank you. So we are thrilled to announce that we are reopening the Event Spot. It's been a rough summer.
We've missed everyone holding their events and their business meetings and celebrations and things with us. So we're thrilled to be able to open back up. We are booking events now, obviously through the end of the year and even for 2021. We have people booking their weddings and their receptions and celebrations and holiday parties as well. So we're starting to book some holiday parties right now. And we are just thrilled about that. So we are under a little bit of recommendations as far as the current situation. So we are limiting some of our indoor space at this time, but we can accommodate groups right now of up to 50, and that makes great for especially business events that may need some face-to-face time, but they still need that social distancing. So our 3,000-square-foot main room makes a lot of space inside to hold that type of event. Plus, we've got the monitors, the large-screen monitors, so we can do the presentations online, broadcast that on our monitors as well. So we're just thrilled to be back and open. And in addition to our indoor space, and we do have some outdoor space which is available, we can put some tents along the west side of our building, use our patio areas to seat some of the tables that we can't accommodate inside. But we're just thrilled to be back and be back open.
And Candace, tell us a little bit about the history of the Event Spot. If you've never, of course, been to the Event Spot, mm-hmm. it's a great space to hold events. I mean, and it's, you know, central. It's in the middle of town. You're, you know, conveniently located. So I mean, tell us a little bit about the, you know, history.
So we have been open. The Event Spot has been open since June of 2018. We have, like I said, we hold so many different types of events, from business events and trainings and weddings and receptions. We're right up the hill from Fane Chapel, so that makes it a nice location for your after ceremony reception. We have a beautiful river entrance off the front. And the fish have been missing everyone stopping by. So if nothing else, stop by and visit our fish and wish them well. They're doing very well for us. So it's been a rough summer, but, we're open again and we are booking events and, through the end of the year. I know that a lot of the event space or some of the event spaces in the Tri-City area have just closed up through the end of the year. They just said we're just not going to do that. But we are following the social distancing guidelines and the CDC recommendations. We have a professional cleaning crew that comes in. So we want to make this as safe for the community and still be able to gather for those events, those lifetime events.
And so, Candace, when, you know, someone's interested in, you know, booking the Event Spot, you know, what do they need to do?
Give us a call. You can reach us at the Event Spot. The number is 928-772-1982. Or we have a great website, eventspotaz.com. You can do a 360-degree tour online, see what the space is all about, see some of our preferred vendors on that site as well. And if you need any recommendations for event, for instance, for DJs or catering or maybe some decorations for your event, we have some great preferred vendors on our site, and I'm sure they'd appreciate a call in the business as well because they've been struggling through this a little bit as along with us. So we're looking forward to getting back working with them again.
And then how long has it been since really, you know, this pandemic has started? How long have you really been, you know, well, you said a hard summer, but how long has it been going on for
it's
you?
Really been the end of March was our last regular type event at the Event Spot. Our next event coming up is going to be in just a few weeks, and we have a wedding and reception. a mini Moni, if you will, a mini ceremony. So it's going to be 50 people or less, but they are doing the ceremony and the reception right at the event spot. It's very convenient for them because they've got family and friends coming from various locations in the Tri-City. So it's a nice location for that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And we look forward to welcoming them back.
It's a beautiful, beautiful location.
It is.
You mentioned you've been doing this since June of 2018. You guys have also been chamber members.
Yes.
Since that time.
Absolutely.
So you just passed your 2-year mark. So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And we definitely look forward to having the event spot reopen and definitely doing events there. I can't say this enough. If you've never been there, definitely if you get a chance, just go by there. It's a really, one of the things I really enjoy there is just how kind of high tech everything is, especially mm-hmm. with the presentations that we have during the quarterly breakfasts and some of the other things that have gone on there. That has been phenomenal. So just kudos to you. Thank you both for being members of the Chamber of Commerce. And thank you for taking time out of your schedules today to come in and talk
Thanks
about your business.
Thank you.
With that, we'll take a quick break, and then have you just say a few closing words along with me, and then that's that. Okay. So you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Day, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or take care of everything online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I wanted to have Mark and Candace just real quick just to make sure they get their information out there. Mark, go ahead and tell us again how the best ways to get a hold of you and information about your business.
Yeah, you can call or text us at 928-851-4444 or beastmodejunkremoval.com, and we're on Facebook, Instagram, and you can Google us.
All right, and then Candace?
Well, if your plans have changed due to things that are going on and you're looking for a venue, we would love to talk to you at the event spot. So please give us a call at 928-772-1982 or check out our website, eventspotaz.com.
All right. Again, thank you to the both of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us today. And, you know, Talk of the Town Prescott Valley is here every week, and we appreciate anybody taking the time out to come here and tell us about what, you know, a little bit about what they're doing and what they do. And so with that, we'll see you next week. You know, you've been listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley here on KQ&A at 11:30 a.m. and KQ&A 99.9 FM and on the web at kqna.com. Again, this is Matt Searcher filling in for Marnie Yule. We'll see you next week here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. Wishing everyone out there a beautiful afternoon and nice evening. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Gilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.